Steve Dale on WGN 119. And John Manchester is here. He is the candy man. Yeah, we were talking about Sammy Davis Jr. Earlier in the show. No, he doesn't count as the candy man. This guy is the candy man. Windy City Suites on Broadway. And you're getting in the politics, huh?
We're kind of wading into it, but from a different view, more of a positive view. We're starting our official, unofficial presidential cookie campaign.
So this will determine who will win the election, right? So you're beginning it today. Today's the official launch of the cookie campaign. And then it goes up to election day, and you will tell us, maybe we'll talk to you. The day before election day, you will know via the cookies who will win.
We will. We don't need an election college or anything like that. We've got the official results.
Now, let's explain what we're talking about. These are vanilla cookies, sugar cookies, right?
That's correct. It's a sugar cookie, and we have both people on it, VP
so
Harris.
Some cookies have an image of Vice President Harris. Other cookies have an image of former President Trump. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you buy the cookie that you think will win, or maybe you buy the cookie that you think will lose and bite into it to express your anger. I don't know. But the more cookies you sell from one candidate will mean that that candidate gets yet another vote.
Yes, you buy your votes. I mean, nothing typical or strange to
Chicago,
do in Chicago.
Of course.
Exactly.
Yes.
Vote early, vote often. And yes, so when you buy a cookie, that's one official vote.
Does it count as an official vote, by the way? Do you have voting judges at Windy City Suites?
We do. We've had some controversy in the past with some of our ice cream.
Which we'll talk about.
We'll talk about.
Yeah.
But we've got it nailed down and we've got it dialed in. So, yes, this will be actual and virtual and official.
Virtual? Can you buy the cookies virtually? Is that what you meant?
You can call us up on the store and we can ship them out all across the country.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So if we have listeners all over the country. So if you're listening in, say, I don't know, Tennessee, you can call and contact you and say, I want 100 cookies. And that means 100 votes for whoever they choose.
That's correct. Even Russia. We will accept rubles from Russia if they want to
really?
Interfere in this cookie campaign. So, yes, it's just on sales. That's what we're with.
All right. Do you have any no, don't make any predictions. And you can't tell me who's leading so far because you just began.
We just started today. This is the official announcement, the official kickoff of the cookie campaign. It's right here with you.
All right. Well, I'm honored. I'm honored to do this. And this is a brilliant idea. So the election will happen. And after the election happens, I understand you're going to have another campaign.
We are. We're going to do some heavy hitters in Chicago of media. And one will be yourself. And one, I haven't officially accepted his nomination, but Paul Lisnick, if he's listening, he can call me. He's got my number, and we'll see what we can do to kick off the media campaign of who's the heavy hitter in town.
So you've got an image of me, and you showed me, and it even says WGN on it. Thank you very much. That's very nice. Of myself with our dog, actually, Hazel, on a cookie. Now, clearly, I've got the dog with me, so you know. Now, how did you get Paul Lisnick's image on a cookie? Because his head is so large. I'm not quite sure how you could fit it on a cookie. You need more of a giant pizza.
Well, to try and make sure they're apples to apples,
so to speak,
we shrank it down so it does fit on the cookie.
So you were a head shrinker, huh?
Yes, we are.
Now, for those who don't know, during the pandemic, there was a competition. I live, I don't know, however many blocks I live, north of Windy City Suites, and Lisnick lives in his mansion however many blocks he lives south of Windy City Suites. And during the pandemic, Paul and I would meet up there with my wife. I would bring my dog. He would bring his dogs. And we'd kind of hang out. I mean, what else could you do, right? And we thought of this idea because I loved, what was it, banana marshmallow?
Banana pudding, I think, is what it was.
Yeah,
that was your
loved,
favorite.
Yeah. And he wanted peppermint, which is nice enough, but we had a competition as to who would sell the most ice cream. Obviously, you can announce again, we have before, who won.
That the champion's right here, right across from the...
That would be me. And Anti-Cruelty received dollars from that.
That's correct.
And you're doing this again right now, an ice cream competition with my pal Al Breslov, who's on another radio station with some other folks on that radio station. And that goes to a theater that supports, I think, people with disabilities or something like that.
That's correct.
Kids.
Kids. And I think it's actually all ages. It gets up into some older folks, too. And they put on a production just like a regular production, and they do a great job. And
yes,
we're very proud of that.
Yeah, yeah. So after the real president is announced, either former President Trump or Vice President Kamala Harris, then a more important competition will occur, and that is between myself and that old guy who's on TV. Now, after that competition ends, which I will win. After that competition, I'm surprised he's not calling in. After that competition, I keep looking at the phone lines. I know he's going to call any second. So after that competition ends, then are you going to do a couple of other media people? Maybe one news anchor against another or something?
We're looking into that, and we're investigating some different options, whether it's news anchors or even just some other
radio folks.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so let's talk about Windy City Suites. You are unique in so many ways. One of those ways, do you have to card people before they purchase from the licorice bar?
We do not. Everybody at any age can come up to our licorice bar. We have licorice from all over the world. We have it from Europe. We have it from the U.S., Australia, Italy. I think we have almost 40 different types of licorice now. We have black, and we also have red, and we actually
but
have a brand
kinds
new one.
Of- Black and red.
That's correct. Salty, yeah. Sweet, hard. We also have a blue raspberry licorice that just came out.
Really?
It's a blue raspberry licorice wheel that comes from Europe. And we just got it in at the end of last week. So we're going to try that out and see what people think.
Very cool. And when you walk into your store, you could say, oh, fudge. And actually, you're not swearing. You're saying, I want some fudge.
We have at least 8 different types of fudge. You can pick any size, any flavor you want, and get any size you want. If you want just a little sampling, right at our register, we have fudge bites. So it's just a nice little taste that you can put it in your pocket, put it in your purse, your briefcase, take it with you.
Put it in your pocket?
Yes, you can.
Then you
can eat it right away.
Melted
even.
Fudge. I don't know that that's a good idea. Where's the fudge made?
We make it in-house.
What?
Right in the corner. Yes, we do all of that. Come in right when you walk in the door. You see our chocolate window. We make about 80% of the items in that case. Our s'mores are our most popular item. Manchester's Old English Toffee is a great one. It's from my great-grandmother's recipe.
Really?
Yes.
So sweets have run in your family? I did not know this.
It does. It's my wife is into candy.
She
my
worked
grandmother,
in the candy industry.
Yes, she has.
She's
from back in the day, she used to work for Brock's Candy and has done it for about 35, 40 years now. So I shouldn't say that. Somebody knows how old she is, so I'm probably in trouble. Maybe she's not listening.
Smile at me. He is, and he still has all his teeth. That's amazing. I mean, after working with candy, how do you... I could not work at your store because I'd be eating up your store.
I eat chocolate every day.
Really?
When I go in, I have dark chocolate. It's full of antioxidants. I actually have chocolate-covered nuts, which is also good for you. And you just have a little bit. You don't need to eat a whole lot, especially with the dark chocolate. We make our own chocolate custom bars. I think we're up to about 8 or 10 different bars to go from white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, add nuts. White chocolate with fruity pebbles. Ooh. Is one of the favorites.
Fruity pebbles. Where's your store at?
It's at 3308 North Broadway in Chicago.
Do that again?
3308 North Broadway in Chicago.
Yeah, clearly I need more chocolate for a better memory. And that is just north of Belmont, right?
That is correct.
All right. John Manchester or the Candyman, thank you so much. I'm honored to be on your cookie.
Thanks so much, Steve.
And no doubt when the competition occurs between me and that old guy, we will find out how the cookie crumbles for absolute certainty. Thank you very much, John.
Thanks, Steve.